You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup for a Monday edition of G-Bag of the Day.
Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up a song. Sky high. All right, let's go. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fed at 5:30. You heard me? You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Alexander. If you see anything out there that we should be playing, it could be a fight. It could be a funny audio. Something happened during the game. It can happen on a whole nother radio station for all I care, fam. Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is LuciIous. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Hold on. Let me get this up. Bam. All right. Our winner right here. Church Combo, Two Cuts. Shout out to Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This is not him, so I just like to give him some shouts out when I play church clips. All right, so they added crowd mics to the worship and praise. And not everybody can sing. It's kind of embarrassing. And they bailed in the middle of it.
Three, drop. To the one. To the six. Turn the crowd mics off.
We are
quickly.
Save us.
Turn the crowd mics off.
Because
this is the move. Go on to the one. Keep it up. To the four. Big trash can on the one.
Chaos. Just chaos. And another one right here is a bishop. He was missing a spoke. The musicians right here are the G-Bags of the Day for playing at Juvenile.
This is our first conference, and I think that we have a lot of twerking. I'm sorry, a lot of tweaking. Irvin, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me, Irvin. Don't laugh at me, Valerie.
Valerie.
We have a whole lot of tweaking to do.
Bishop a little zesty, ain't he?
Yeah.
But we're going to get
Don't
it done.
Laugh
we're
going to
get
Valerie.
It done.
Valerie, not you again.
A whole lot of tweaking, not twerking. I'm sorry.
He hit that like Little Richard. Don't laugh at me, baby. What the hell's going on?
Man, that was impressive. Truly impressive by that band.
Yeah. Speaking of bands. Little loose ends right here. I think the lady in this song, she got deported, bro.
Oh, really?
I think she got doged. Oh, I think they got her. Jeez.
Off stage?
They got loose. I don't know where they got her from, but they got her. That's what I'm seeing. All right. My man right here just joined the military. This is perfect for July 4th and everything. We're all in the patriotic spirit. He joined the military. He was doing a swear-in, but he fumbled and stumbled all over the swear-in.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Jeez.
Say your actual name.
I, DeAndre Deshaun Wilson, swearly.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support.
That I will support.
Oh, boy.
Air Force is looking for some guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe the nerves got them.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
It reminds me of Animal House.
Hold on, let me lock in.
I state your full name. Oh, my Lord, fam. Let's see. Let's go to the Giants in athletics. San Francisco Giants pitcher Hayden Birdsong. That's his real name, Birdsong?
Birdsong.
Wow. Apropos for this, I'm sure he found some motivation in this guy singing in the background when he's up there wheeling and dealing. Three strike two. There goes my hero.
Get those games like that in Sacramento.
So quiet.
About 7,000 people there.
Seriously, quiet.
Yeah, there, that weekend series was played there in Sacramento. So yeah, tiny crowd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows that's like the song that gets Birdsong really locked
might be,
in.
Might be.
It's Creed.
Yeah.
Might be. Okay, let's see what else we got right here. Oh, it's more baseball. St. Louis Cards versus the Cubbies. ESPN's David Cone. What is that? Baseball Tonight? What is that called? I just asked
Sunday Carter. Night Baseball.
Sunday Night Baseball.
That's weed.
Carter and I just talked about this. Yeah, David Cone had a reverse announcer jinx.
Oh, no.
Listen to this. Reverse, bro.
And the breeze has died a little bit tonight. Seiya Suzuki's got to be in Atlanta, doesn't he? He's an all-star. First half of the season's been phenomenal. Another run batted in tonight to give him 76.
How about a late entry into the home run contest, too?
Okay.
He gets named.
Yep.
And we'll participate. I'm down.
Here we go. Smokes this one to right center. And it is
good.
We are down. Seiya Suzuki. Another homer, another RBI, and another reason to get him in the home run derby.
My work here is done.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Well done.
Taking his victory lap right there. Good for him.
Yeah, it's cool stuff, bro. Right on time.
When you hit it.
I like that. We don't get the reverse jinx enough.
You don't get that enough. No. It's always something bad happening. It's always some announcer glaze, and then, you know, the worst happens.
Yeah, the wheels fall off.
Castellanos, deep to left center field.
Yeah. All right, that's it for me on that. G back of the day stuff.
All right, here we go. Is it your one-time chant, the church combo platter? Is it the military swear-in fumble? We have Hayden Birdsong on the bump being sang too. And Sunday Night Baseball, reverse announcer jinx. I'm going to go with the military fumble.
Oh, no.
I thought that was pretty strong right there.
Oh, no.
I hope that there was some redemption for that guy. Hopefully we can get him back in the saddle and he can hit that thing out the park.
Yeah, hopefully he gets a re-up.
Yeah, exactly.
He gets a re-up
exactly.
In about 3-4 years.
All right, Lucius, what say you?
I had a military kid, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I had a military man, bro. Oh, man.
Walchuk?
I'll go with the reverse broadcast jinx.
There we go. A little positivity. 2-1 brought us.
Military.
All right, by a score of 3-1.
No need for a pull.
Military swear and fumble is your new G-Bag of the Day champion. We will replay that champ tomorrow at 2:20 like we do each and every day, and a brand new batch of contestants at 5:30 tomorrow. But right now, we go into the Pimp Cup for some LA Live.
That was just a filler right there, man. It wasn't even supposed to win, bro.
No,
that was just a filler, and it won. Anything can happen, man.
Anything can happen.
All right, let's get into a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, aren't you square? It's time you smoke.
Pop, fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
It'll make it dance.
some of everything. Everybody get high.
The more I listen to the details from this Diddy case, the more I realize that I'm just not doing enough with my day. You know what I mean? Here he is, running Bad Boy, running Ciroc, terrorizing women, greasing male escorts at least 19 times a day, releasing cologne, signing artists, got finding time to do with French Montana, hanging out with Rick Ross, and still found time to so many times a day. It really is. If it wasn't so sick, it'd be an inspiration. You need to do as much as Puff Daddy does with his day as you do with yours. That's today's message.
If it wasn't so sick, it'd be an inspiration.
Be the crack addict.
That's the new crack. Yep, that's it, man. Energy. How did this man find the time? We got to find the time. Puff had 24 hours, the same 24 hours we had in our day. Look how much he did. You see Diddy got a standing ovation from the inmates? When he came back from court.
Did he really?
For beating them Fed charges.
Incredible, yeah.
Got standing ovation from the criminals.
Got some appreciation for that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you beat a RICO charge.
You beat the RICO.
That's really, really difficult.
They all know he might be getting out of here. He might be getting out, and he might remember some of these guys.
He might be. People talk a little different now. Well, you know, I didn't know the whole time. You know, I was letting all the facts play out. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Making the band Inmates Edition. Some of his new friends.
Yeah. This is LA Live for Monday, July 7th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolo! Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Now, this is how a weekend is supposed to feel. You feel that? You feel how refreshed you are?
Long.
You feel good. You spent time with your peoples, your loved ones, your fams, and everything. Was able to handle some business, and you back at work, energized up and ready for a week. That's how every weekend should feel. We're being robbed, people. We're being robbed. It should be 3-day weekends at all times.
Let them know.
Just saying, bro. You feel it. We feel different, man. It's feeling good out here. Let me write that time down. So much I got going on, brothers. Juggling, you know what I'm saying?
Juggling chainsaws.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I love people posting themselves, popping fireworks in city limits.
Oh.
Yeah. Popping fireworks in city limits. Can the police pull your card for that? Like, you know, you posted it to your Instagram or it's in your stories. Can they go back and say, you know what, retroactively, we're about to give you a $500 fine because you were at that the school parking lot popping fireworks. We seen you and you posted it.
Officer, that was AI. I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't me.
I wonder if they can do that if they're feeling petty.
Shaggy.
People were just out here posting them, bro. Like, there was no care for the law. People just, bottle rockets and everything all in the street, bro. Y'all did y'all's thing. Matter of fact, hold on. Y'all did y'all's thing. I seen, especially South Dallas, y'all was out of control. Cedar Hill, y'all was all the way out of control. I seen all of that. Duncanville, y'all were out of control. Red Oak. Is Red Oak city limits?
That might be out.
That's out.
Okay.
That might be out.
All right, well, you good then, Red Oak. Hey! Here we go!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The firecracker.
All right. Every July 3rd, there's a tweet that goes viral that says, they don't know it yet, but tomorrow will be the last day someone has all of their fingers. Every 3rd of July, it goes viral. And this time, it sure did do its thing. Los Angeles rapper and internet personality, Foe Extra. His name is Foe Extra. Lost some fingers over the weekend.
Fingers, plural.
Went full JPP.
Fingers. His name is Foe Extra.
Lost some fingers.
They're calling him Four Nubs now on the internet.
Four Nubs kind of sounds good, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like Four Nubs.
I mean, unless you got Four Nubs.
Well, yeah.
Four Extra had an Instagram post on Friday where some very large, unmarked fireworks in his hands. And I mean, I'm talking about like maybe, what's bigger than the M80? They look like M80s, kind of.
He homemade this thing?
But they look like Acme made them. Like,
yeah.
Like the Roadrunner. Yeah, they look insane. There's no names on them. There's not a company. It's just a big old juicy firework. It looked like a huge M80. Mm. Let's see. He had it in his hand. I'll play this a little bit for you.
Four of them are blowing up. I want to get blown up today. Stop playing CDs. I'm throwing them in your house. I'm throwing them at you. I'm blowing your ass up. I'm blowing somebody up today off the bat.
Later that day, a photo went viral with Four Extra's mangled hands. Look what they did to my hand, man. It was nasty. It looked like spaghetti. It was kind of caught up in his hand. Yeah, it blew.
Shredded him up, huh?
Yeah, it shredded him up, fam.
Yeah, bro.
It shredded him up.
Poor Nubs.
Adam 22, his buddy, Adam 22, he says, I'm hearing that Four Extra lost two fingers, not a whole hand, because people were thinking he lost his whole hand.
Okay.
Four Extra was also blinded during this situation. He got his eyesight back later. So, yeah, shout out to that man. He says somebody was going to blow up. I'm blowing up something today. It ended up being his damn hand.
Wow, that's some foreshadowing.
His sister started a GoFundMe to help him with medical bills, just in case you guys want to help him out. Help him out with his medical bills. He should probably get like a cool hook or something.
Yeah, hook.
Hand. Yeah.
Is that what you would do, or would you go like the Chubbs Happy Gilmore, like wooden hand?
I'll get a cool hook, or maybe all blacked out hook.
Yeah.
I mean, because if he's an internet personality, the weirder you look on the internet, like Charleston White. Charleston White got that funny eye.
It's good for business.
It's that eye.
Yeah.
It's that eye. It looks crazy. And the stuff he says, too.
I think it's a fake hand that the Secret Service has. Have you seen those, Lucius?
No, I have not seen that.
Like with the president, like they've got the hand that's kind of like...
There's a fake hand?
Yeah.
Like a gag? I gotcha.
Like screw it on?
But what they do is they have the fake hand in their coat pocket, and then but they really have their hand on their sidearm.
Oh, okay.
So like under their coat, they've got the fake hand outside the coat. And then, but inside, they can wheel their machine guns or their
throw you off a little bit.
Yeah, like they have fake hand outside as they're walking along.
Honey, have you seen my fake hand?
Yeah,
I gotta go to work.
Where is it?
Yeah. Speaking of, I've been hearing my phone has been picked up from the T-Mobile store and is in transport back to Alexander Resident.
Yeah. That's good news, man.
How many days, Lucius? Is that a week?
It's a little bit over a week.
Wow.
A little over a week, bro.
That's amazing.
The backlog on your DMs is just going to be ridiculous.
I've been keeping up a little bit because I got the tablets at the house.
Oh, there you go.
Sitting right there on the couch, so you can get on the tablet sometimes, which is it's all good. July 4th marked a one-year anniversary of this man dying in a purpose that he had no business dying in. It's another 4th of July horror story. He was dressed like, what's Uncle Sam? He was dressed like Uncle Sam.
Yeah, with the top hat and the long tails.
I'm pretty sure he was the life of the party. Mm. It was a block party. He had the sprinklers and I mean, not sprinklers, sparklers for the kids, yeah. Fireworks for the adults, and he just wanted to put on a show. He had been drinking all day.
Yeah.
And RIP to this man.
I had a chance to talk to Dorchester County Coroner Paul Brothers about what was an easily preventable tragedy.
Damn, hold on, first of all.
Paul Brothers.
An easily preventable tragedy is not what they want to say.
No.
No.
I had a chance to talk to Dorchester County Coroner Paul Brothers about what was an easily preventable tragedy.
Well, according to witnesses and family members at the scene, the decedent was standing in the roadway on Cottonwood Drive, had on a large top hat, and put the firework device on top of that, lit it, put it on top of his head, and it exploded, and he suffered a massive head injury.
Yeah.
The police report says McGrew started drinking at 6 p.m., and his wife tried to get him to not put the firework
on his head. Babe.
But she said he was trying to show off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm watching the guy right now. He was having just a damn good time dancing around.
Probably the life of the party, bro. Yeah,
heck of an outfit.
Dressed like Uncle Sam.
He's got a dart hanging from his lip. And he's just finger gunning. This is his day, dude.
Oh, Peggy, your boy is such a hoot.
He had the shoes to match, the outfit and everything. He's dancing, he's grooving.
Red and white striped pants.
Yeah.
You know? He's all it, bro. The mustache and the beard, everything. Yeah, all that wild stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah. Crazy times, bro.
That's awful.
Yeah. All right, Peter, that man. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Big Donald Trump, the president, wants to have a UFC match on the White House lawn.
Yeah.
I've seen this. President Donald Trump wants to celebrate America's 250-year birthday with a fight on the front yard. Conor McGregor wants to get on the fight card.
Oh, of course.
Y'all seen that?
Yeah. I'll be the president of Ireland.
Doesn't he have a weird case?
Yeah, he's got a lot of cases. He keeps punching people in public, old people usually. It's a bit bizarre.
And this smashmost assaults, right?
Uh-huh. And the assault allegations, yep.
Got a weird case. Why is he around? Can we get Zucker and Elon to go ahead and link it up for America?
Let's get Mr. Prez and Elon. Yeah, they might get Donald in the mix.
I think Steve Bannon wants to put the hands on him before.
Steve Bannon,
Bannon wants to get
down for that too.
You know nobody's in better shape than Donald.
Imagine him in the fight gear.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Dirty white shirt that Steve Bannon always has on.
Yeah.
Like, why is your shirt so dirty, bro? You're a billionaire.
That would be one heck of an aesthetic, though. The octagon with the White House in the background.
Oh, it's going to be
fireworks exploding.
Yeah. We'll call it America 250. America 250.
Yeah.
Come to the White House.
I do like this as a concept.
Where do we get the credentials for this?
This is crazy. This is sound like something off of Idiocracy. Real talk.
Yeah. We got to send
out. This is Idiocracy, y'all.
We got to send out our fighting correspondents. We got to get Walchuk and Lucius out there, like the LA or like the Vegas fights.
I am 100% trying to watch my diet and eat a little bit better so I can make sure I make it to America's 250th birthday so I can see the fight on the front yard. I got to witness that. Who's singing the national anthem?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, who is singing the national anthem right now? Who's going to be that
singing the national anthem, y'all? Who is singing that? I would ask the fan text, but I haven't been able to see the fan text in a week and a half.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker. I'm sure you've been missing that a lot.
You bring Lee Greenwood in for this thing? I'm proud to be an American guy.
He's definitely pulling up. He's definitely pulling up. He's going to be one of like the pre.
Like he's.
They might. He might be the middle guy, right? Nah, he's going to be the pre.
Yeah.
He's going to be the pre-party type thing. Get the crowd warmed up.
Let me hear you.
He's going to set up his little table to sell all his CDs and books and Bibles and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm going to get 4th of July hype guy from Nathan's Hot Dog. He's involved.
Oh, Shay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get him involved some way.
Carrie Underwood. Is she saying?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood.
Can she do the
she can do it.
National anthem?
Yeah.
Get my
moon. I mean, you would think Donald Trump's going to have his hand in this. So it's like, we got to figure out who voted for him.
Freestyled it, bro. I feel like what's the man that owns UFC?
Oh, Dana White?
I feel like Dana White just found out about this when we did.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Really? I feel like he was freestyling.
Yeah, I don't think he had any idea that this was even going to happen.
Hold on. What?
I even think we're going to have a UFC fight. We're going to have. Does anybody watch UFC, the great Dana White?
Is anybody?
We're going to have a UFC fight. We're going to have a UFC fight. Think of this on the grounds of the White House.
Oh, geez.
We have a lot of land there. We're going to build a little. We're not. Dana's going to do it. Dana's great. One of a kind.
Dana's going to do it.
Dana's like, what?
UFC fight. Championship fight. Full fight. Like 20, 25,000 people. And we're going to do that as part of 250 also.
America, 250. Fight, 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 fight. The White House.
I won't play golf.
25,000 people at the White House lawn? Yeah, is that that big? I've been there a few times. I don't remember being that big.
No, I've never gone.
No.
And that's going to be porta potties.
Yeah.
Porta potties set up outside the White House, bro.
It's
going
to
be goofy. It's going to be. But I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm
if you're going to do it, I want to see it.
I see two performers that voted for him or were in support of him
Come
in
on.
The lead up to this. I'm seeing Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray. Oh,
I'm also seeing
Yankee Breaky Love.
Kodak Black. Okay, maybe we can get some level of a duet situation for the national anthem. Kodak Black.
He needs to hit up the rehab clinic, Kodak Black. I've been seeing him online.
Oh, really? Is he crash out situations?
He be grooving. That jaw be going back and forth. Jaw's dancing like Bobby Brown.
Man. Wasn't he the one in that suite? At the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, sure was.
Oh, doing. Yeah.
Sure was.
Yeah. Man, that was diabolical, bro.
Sure was.
It was pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
A lot of Kid Rock texts.
Kid Rock. For sure.
Kid Rock.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton.
That feels like a no brainer.
Chris Stapleton. Call him out. How about Hulk Hogan for an exhibition match?
Yes.
I'm kicking his ass for America, brother.
that would get a lot of eyeballs too, man. The wrestling folks would kill to watch that.
This is crazy, bro. This is Idiocracy, man. And I've lived long enough to see it. This is amazing. I hope it happens. I got to eat better. Broaders hooked me up. This is 2 days in a row now with the seafood boil bag.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Woolchuck. It was amazing,
it looked
dude.
Bro.
It was so good.
It looked great.
And then we had the sub sandwiches today, the Parmesan joints.
Chicken Parmesan, yeah.
Yeah, back-to-back dominant performances. Yeah,
trying to get Broaddus. Appreciate
that. Broaddus trying to get
That's
us out the game.
I spent on my fourth. I was just cooking stuff. Making.
I'm trying to stay around, bro, so I can watch this happen. Here's another example of Big Shaq being a terrible prank master. You know, he
you're pooping your shoes.
Oh, my gosh. He thinks they're so funny, but they're not. The issue with Shaq's prank is that they're damn near assaults, yeah. Shaq. They're not funny at all.
I drained his brake fluid. Wait until he drives off.
He takes it. Yeah.
Watch me.
Let's go to Shaq's big podcast where comedian Bill Bellamy reminds Shaq of one of his pranks. Shout out to Bill Bellamy.
Bill's a good dude.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I think his name was Brian something. You put doodle in his car.
I'll never forget. His name was Brian something. I don't know that fool's Brian name, but something. I know what you did.
I'll never forget. I think his name was Brian something. You put doodle in his car, man. In the Ferrari. You remember that?
He came out, right? He came out. He said, hey, man, somebody put shit in my car. He's like, I don't know. It must have been that dude walking the dog. He got mad. He tried to fight. Ain't no dog going to climb in my Ferrari and take a shit in the middle of the seat.
It's not funny.
Confession time is up. I did it.
Oh, wow.
I did it. Oh, man.
I could not believe you did that. I remember you saying, B, watch this, watch this, watch this. I'm like, yo, he went and scooped up some doodle. I was like, where is he going with that doodle?
Jeez.
In the Ferrari, the brand new Ferrari. I couldn't believe it. And you said, watch this, watch this. This is how silly you are. You was like, yo, man, go check your car, man. I think it's something going on, man. And he went crazy.
He went to go scoop up some doodoo, bro. First of all, the fact that you went and found doodoo.
Right. Yeah. You were hunting for doodoo at one point.
You were hunting for doodoo, bro.
He probably took a deuce and got his own poo.
Gosh, bro.
And then he doesn't have to, he can't wait for it to happen organically. He's got to tell him, hey, go check out your car.
I mean, you got to lock all doors if Shaq's in the vicinity.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's rough.
That's part of being his teammate.
That is rough.
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
Yeah, Shaq, man, thinking those assaults on people are funny.
Would you have more?
These are pranks.
Would you have more respect for it if it was his own doo doo and he actually caught it in a cup or whatever?
That's crazy.
And then walked it out.
That's
or
crazy.
The fact that he went on a doo doo hunt.
That doo doo hunt, bro.
He's the doo doo queen.
7'2" around here looking for doo doo in the grass.
Found one, found one. Watch this. Watch this, y'all. Hilarious.
30 minutes before, he had his teammate's mouthpiece in his crack.
Gosh, dude.
Water bottle got urine in it.
Wait till he gets thirsty. I'm killing him.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise tomorrow. Tomorrow, all right? I'll be out. Holla, peace.
Thank you very much, Lucius. LA Live every day at 540-ish right here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's go around the bases. Rangers mock draft roundup. And what's worse, getting booed or being laughed at? That's next in the nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.